for those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. Good. Iraq rebuilding is slowing down because the U.S. is running out of money. The higher-than-expected cost of protecting workers against insurgent attacks has sent the cost of projects skyward. 25 cents of every reconstruction dollar now pays for security, plus the usual 25 cent per dollar tribute to Godfather Cheney. The U.S. Coalition Provisional Authority originally set a goal of employing 50,000 Iraqis on reconstruction projects. Unfortunately, that conflicted with their other goal of killing 50,000 Iraqis. The FBI may relax its drug use policy for new employees. The change would ease limits about how often and how many years ago job applicants can have used illegal drugs. And in memory of former FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover, the Bureau will also relax the rules on how often male applicants could have worn a dress with a big fluffy black feather boa. That was a tongue twister, man. Wow. Current rules also ban anyone who used drugs such as cocaine or heroin within the last 10 years or more than five times. So that pretty much shuts out Liza Minnelli, the Bush clan, and anybody who lived through the 80s. A Chinese takeoff on American Idol called China Dream is the hottest new thing in the communist country. It's added incentive this year's winner of China Dream. As added incentive, this year's winner of China Dream also gets a sweep with Paula Abdul.
Ooh.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.